Are you an idealist or a cynic? Is it possible to be both? Are the two attitudes polar opposites or two halves of the same coin? I'd argue that a cynic is just an idealist who's been disappointed by reality. Cynicism is the armor the idealist dons after one wound too many. I'm someone who is not infrequently described as a cynic. But actually, inside my head, I am a wildly idealistic, sentimental soul, a regular cockeyed optimist. For example, I believe that someday my beloved Philadelphia can become fully what William Penn intended in his holy experiment, the city of brotherly love, the cradle of liberty for each new era. I believe this, even though I've spent half my adult life reporting on the folly, the habitual corruption, and the congealed bureaucracy of its city government. Equally so, I believe that someday my home state, our beloved Pennsylvania, will figure out how to provide a free, thorough, and uplifting education to all of its children. I believe this, even though I have spent every last year of my adult life covering the state's pathetic inability to do just that. I can, and often do, gleefully cite chapter and verse on the greedy, hollow, narcissistic deeds of local politicians. That is what makes me seem cynical. But the best part of me remains utterly idealistic about the possibilities of democracy in its American birthplace. This inner voice refuses to abandon hope that next year, next election, next term, things will get better. Other grist for hope. I've been around these folks, these elected officials, long enough to know that while some of them are just crooks or dopes, many of them are able people, and they entered public service with the goal of actually serving the public. But corrupt systems grind them down. And what's more, I suspect that our own low, cynical expectations of politicians break down their resistance to temptation. Social research has pretty much established that society's low expectations of young black males undermines their performance in school. Could it be that our corrosive cynicism about politicians has a similar effect on them? Here is the credo of the cynical idealist. Know the history and be wary, but always, always believe in the chance that next time will be different. I'm Chris Cetullo.